Yeah, it wasn't as exciting as you told me. It was actually the most disappointing Masked Singer I've seen to date.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it was my own fault for being naive. It took me until these last two episodes to realize that the judges were fed all the answers, and then I felt bad. I was like, oh, why didn't you know that? And why are you disappointed? And that led me down a whole hatred for reality TV situation. And then I got over it, sorta. So okay. I can't tell if they're fed the answers or just fed very specific clues, but I'm pretty sure they're fed all the answers.
I don't know. All I know for sure is that apparently, what's his name? Hair guy. Why can I not remember the guy's name?
Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke. Has apparently personally met every single person on the planet.
Yeah, he's a very prolific music producer.
He is a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it just, you know, that, you know, Ken got one right?
No. There's no chance. Like, I'm barely willing to believe that Ken Jeong enjoys basketball, let alone is able to identify a member of the Indiana Pacers who no one's ever heard of by his voice alone. Get out. That is absolutely the most atrocious lie they've told so far. Like, I was...
No, I was gonna say, though, that guy's a pretty good singer.
He was a perfectly great singer.
Yeah.
I was fuming when, apparently, Jenny McCarthy said, no, I don't think it's Amy Sedaris. I think it's someone with a comedic background. I was like, do you not know who Amy Sedaris is?
That also made me laugh. I'm like, and then, she's and a then professional.
Then for her to just arbitrarily, I don't know, maybe it's someone like, you know, Anna Gasteyer. Yeah, absolutely. That was organic.
I'm totally thinking it's someone who hasn't been on SNL in 15 years. Clearly it's Anna Gasteyer. Like, what?
Jeez Louise.
How is it not a gossip? And then it was.
Yep.
It's like, what?
Yep. And how do you feel if you are famed Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams to know that you got beat by a comedian and a basketball player? She's like, I'm a professional singer.
But again, I think it reinforces her belief as to why she, you know, is nothing without the other member of her group. Look, I'm a professional singer. Uh-huh. You got Beyonce with you? No? Back in the bus. Call us back when Beyonce's on stage with you.
Yeah, those were some. I'm still firm on my belief that Rottweil was going to turn out to be Manziel.
I really hope it is, but I'm telling you, there were a couple clues that just had nothing to do with football in any way.
Like what?
I don't remember at this point.
Okay. Do you remember the clue where he was giving boxing clues? And then when he pointed his gloves at the camera, they said Boxing Day because of the time that Johnny spent playing in the CFL?
Could be.
I feel strongly. The other ones, I have no idea. Oh, no, that's not true. If that flamingo turns out to be anybody other than the person that every single panelist has guessed, I will be stunned. Like, I don't know personally who Adrian Bailon is, but boy, they have really held my hand with that one and said, it's definitely her. And I said, okay. So really the only mystery left is Jamie Foxx.
So if I picked up one of the clues, right, it says that Rottweiler revealed his heroes growing up were Bruce Lee and Boys to Men. There's no way that Johnny Manziel has any idea who Boys to Men are.
Totally loves Boys to Men.
So just in case you weren't feeling old, yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Was the 30th anniversary of the premiere of The Simpsons.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Oh, man.
Samurai, we haven't started yet. You should definitely talk to us if you want. I don't think you need. Oh, did we record already?
Yeah, we are recording.
He's the professional in here, not me. I was just like, I haven't talked to Samurai in like a week. He doesn't need to be muted until the show starts. Apparently the show started like 3 minutes ago.
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
Oh, I just got that out of my head.
Songs that made the hit parade.
That'll be easy to get out of my head. It's not
guys
appealing.
Guys like us, we had it made.
See, I wondered.
Those
Kelly was just
days.
Asking me the other day who is going to watch the terrible live remake of that. And I was like, nobody. And then I was like, wait a minute. I forgot about Craig.
Ray told me the first one was good. I didn't see it the first time.
What was good?
The last time they did this. They did All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
They did that before already?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I thought this was a new concept, like the Christopher Walken Peter Pan situation.
Oh, that was bad.
No, and I actually enjoyed it. It was amusing. Woody Harrelson was really good. I told Craig, Marissa Tomei nailed Edith. Like, it was amazing. But
so what are they doing this time? They're doing Good Times and All the Family?
Yeah.
Huh.
So Good Times just ended, I think. So I'm assuming All in the Family
was it funny?
Next. No.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I was like, can you remake All in the Family now? I'm sure you can't. I mean, you can't even sing It's Cold Outside. So
it wasn't new.
Right.
And they took an old script and put new actors in it.
Oh. How do I feel about that?
Wow, and Jimmy Kimmel warned everybody that there was going to be some racy stuff, and it was relevant at the time, and it's still relevant. And yeah, it a couple of times the audience just gasped at what Archie Bunker said.
I don't know. Right now, Martin Short is doing a little dance between two Christmas trees, and it's very distracting. And he's singing the theme song to Facts of Life. Why is he singing the theme song to Facts of Life?
I'm going to open the channel.
All right.
Do it, Doug.
Suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. No one's going to connect, though, so.
No.
They're all too busy watching Martin Short sing the sing songs here.
Probably not.
Yeah, it says still ahead All in the Family, so apparently that's coming on next.
Okay. Mm. Did they pick a mayor yet, Craig?
We did pick a mayor on Monday.
Was it me?
It was not you.
No. Was it my dad?
It was not.
Phew.
Interim?
Yes.
Okay.
He has to fill out the current term until the next election.
Huh. Wow. Nobody is going to join. This is actually amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody hates us. Show's canceled. Well, Ian, you get all your Wednesday nights back.
Yeah. That's what happened. We took 1 week off and no one's ever going to listen to the show again.
Except Donkey Teeth.
That's pretty dope.
I was waiting for it, Craig. You didn't do it.
Sorry, I was distracted by a message from Anthony.
Donkey Teeth.
About something that we can talk about another time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Is there a new character? Crap.
There is.
Is there even a new clue?
There is.
Wow.
I'll give you the clue first, Ian. Just for you. Okay. I don't have any idea how the clue has anything to do with the character, but...
But I know nothing about the character, so that's fair.
Ah, I just learned about this character recently, so...
That's a big hint, I guess. Yellow and blue make green.
Oh,
it's Seal? Okay.
No, she's yellow, blue, and green. Oh, hey, I gave away another clue.
I was like, what? When the light is green, the trap is clean.
Exactly.
Two clues? Holy mo.
I only know one clue.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I don't need any clues.
Whatever's in the 193 release notes. What about the Twinkie?
Ray, tell us about the Twinkie.
So imagine this Twinkie is a Ray, normal amount of psychokinetic energy in New York City.
Why won't Ray tell us about the Twinkie?
Wait a minute. Ray doesn't know anything about the Twinkie. It's Egon.
Wow, Norman Lear looks great for being like 150 years old.
He's only 96.
Still looking pretty good. Oh, hold on. I got to listen to Woody sing this song real quick.
Is he playing Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
Those were the day, and you knew where you were there. Girls were girls and men were men. Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. They're actually pretty good.
Aren't you glad you tuned in?
Those were the days. All right, now I can put it back on mute. All right, let's do this other thing.
Do it, Doug. Start the show.
Start this party with a bang. Alright, greetings from Lears, and welcome to the Room 222 installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We'll flash back to another 70s show. You guys remember that show? No?
Nope.
Ray, Room 222?
Doesn't sound familiar, no.
Alright, never mind. I'm the only one
I remember 227.
Craig. Nope, that came much later.
Yeah, no.
With me, we got Ray, he's KS72, we got Ian, he's Sneaky Beat 15. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. This week.
That's as seasonal as it gets as far as a greeting.
All right. This is the week of 12/18 to the Christmas Day of the 2019s. In your Deadpool Dailies land, today, Red Cap, Thursday, Green Sentry, Friday, Green Pun, Saturday, Purple Blade, Sunday, Red Patch, Monday, Black Torch, Tuesday, Red Colossus, Wednesday is a yellow Scott! Try to make that one loud.
It worked.
All right. On 12/4, oh, over the 5-day 4-star crash! No, this sure worked.
Ah!
Titans. On the 14th, we had Spider-Ham versus Spider-Ham.
Yep.
How'd that go for you?
It was fine.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Nice.
His purple keeps all his other abilities at bay, so he was pretty easy to match damage away.
I completely agree with Donkey Teeth. Mine went very slow.
Oh, sure. Mine did, too, because all I could do to him was match damage. Right. But I do have his purple ability, so he was like, hey, I'm going to do stuff. And I was like, no, thanks. And he was like, I'm going to do stuff. And I was like, no, thanks.
Yep.
And, you can just really wish away his blue all the time. And for some reason, it was really cheaty in my favor. Every time he would do yellow and I would try to wish one away, it would always be the damage one. And I'd be like, thanks. you can absolutely put out web tiles if you'd like.
Yeah, that was a not exciting match of any kind, but totally winnable. Coming up on the 19th is Iceman versus Mean Gene Okerlund, apparently.
Yeah.
Close.
Probably Teen Gene.
That'll be easy. That 4-turn stun, that's going to be a winner right there.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, everybody's got him champed. So that should be an easy one for everybody. And then after that, what is it, the next one? 12/24, it's hey, it's Teen Gene.
Yeah.
Versus a rock, apparently.
Close.
It doesn't look like
Moon Knight, I'm assuming.
It's a moon rock.
Right, so is it Moon Knight?
It no.
Oh.
It's Moonstone.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
That's solid. I love it.
Solid as a rock. Ian does not have her champed, but she's got 12 covers. You'll be, I'm sure, on your way to greatness there.
Yeah. I think I'll be fine.
All right. Storylands. What we got? Thick of Thieves should be wrapping up for everyone in, what, the next day, maybe? Get you 3 Spideys and a Captain Hammer, Rogue, and Torches. It'll be followed by Venom Bomb, 3 Torches and a Rogue. Top 200 folks get that new character that I won't say the name of because I'm saving it for Ian.
If only I could read.
Well, I don't know. Most of the time you don't bother, so.
This the shame of my illiteracy is shining through this episode.
Shield training, you'll need Rogue, Nico, and Teen Gene. I think everyone has those. Story PvP land, it's Poor Sign of Interest. Yeah. That'll get you, need get you Patch and Spider-Ham. Top folks get Blade and Magneto. And over in the season, Soul Season, Simulator will get you Cage, Beast, and Wolfsbane. Oh, excitement yawn already. 9:06 p.m.
Sorry, it's total excitement yawn. I got me one of those Wolfsbanes out of the Civil War event.
Nice.
Yep, I got a lot of good stuff from a lot of finishing. We were so close again! So close. Good job, everybody, in the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. So close.
Yeah, we were very close. We actually did slightly better than the last time Civil War ran.
Cool.
I happened to keep the statistics on that.
Sure.
We had a few roster changes, but we had 19 people get personal progression on Team Cap. And 14 people get personal progression on Iron Man. So, did pretty good there.
I know what you're all thinking. Oh, we know who missed personal progression.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Ian got personal progression on both events.
Holy smokes.
This guy.
That was unexpected.
Yeah. I got me 3 tokens. I got a something, and a Wolfsbane.
All right. In news, hey, Ian, it's almost like if you waited a little while to let people review comments and then they would do things.
What? Because
they revisited all those updates that everybody was, or all those rewards people were super upset about and gave people new rewards.
Oh, that's cool. That's thoughtful. I didn't see that coming.
It was thoughtful. It allowed me to champion three more 5-stars. So,
wow.
Yeah. I now have.
You have an unending supply of ISO.
He does.
Right now, I do.
He had 6 million. He squandered a bunch. He squandered a bunch, but he's already back up to 5.5 million.
I'm looking down here at the 45,000 that I have, and I'm like, I can't do anything. That's useless.
Yeah. I did use a bunch because...
I think I've hit a 1 million one time ever.
Championing Archangel Cable and Bruce Banner cost me a chunk of it, but...
6 million?
Yeah.
Great googly moogly.
When I read it, I thought he was joking, but he wasn't.
My. Oh, hey, Ian, here's a side question.
Word.
Have you watched any of the episodes of the movies that made us yet on the Netflix?
That doesn't sound familiar. I don't know what that is. Could you tell me more?
Did you see the show The Toys That Made Us?
Negative.
Ah. So on Netflix, there was a documentary called The Toys That Made Us, where they did the history of our favorite toys growing up. So there was, He-Man and My Little Pony and Legos and so on and so on and so on, right?
Yes.
So this they did a new show this season called the Movies That Made Us, where it's the same thing about, but movies. So the first episode was all about Dirty Dancing, which had some interesting stuff, even though I hate that movie.
Sure.
But the second one has been Home Alone. So I'm not sure if it's going to be all movies I hate. But two episodes in, it's going.
2 for 2. Not bad. So are you suggesting I watch these or that I don't watch these? I'm not sure where you're going with this information.
The documentaries are very good, even though like they're about things that I don't like. But
all right. Yeah.
But what's the ones about the toys? They're very cool.
It could happen. But let me tell you where I am right now, Craig, if I haven't. I have reached a point in my life where if all media were to stop existing right now and everything that was out just stayed out, I might get caught up on things I want to watch by the time I die. But that's not going to happen, so I'm going to have to pick and choose. So we'll see if this ever gets watched.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
Thanks.
All right. So, yes, people who panicked right away, you got some things coming your way. Lots of more rewards were thrown at you.
Yeah. Hopefully the appropriate amount.
I only heard of a couple characters not getting stuff. Apparently, Black Suit Spider-Man is people got nothing, even if they had I forget who his feeder is, but even if they had the feeder up at a decent level, that they didn't get charged for them. So, I don't know what I haven't done any research into that.
That's very, very odd and very specific.
Yes.
Perhaps it will be addressed.
Very good. Let's go to the 193 patch. All right, Ian, you sitting down?
Oh, I'm sitting.
Here's the clue. Acid wash jeans.
Hmm.
That clearly tells me that it's a character from, the 80s.
Sure.
Because, that's when that was, was the thing. So give me all the teen characters from the 1980s.
Oh, Power Pack?
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
Is it Power Pack?
I sure wish it was.
So I'm on board because if Hulu tells me one thing every time I log on, it's that season 2 of Runaways is out and that I need to get watching it.
It sure does.
So am I surprised that the next Runaway after Nico that's going to appear is going to be, well, I guess they already had Wiccan. I think he's, or is he a Young Avenger? I don't know. They blurred together for me, the Young Avengers and the Runaways. So I think
he's a Young Avenger, right?
Right, so I think Nico was our first runaway, and I think Carolina is our second runaway, soon to be runaway. She's the alien broad that shapeshifts, maybe.
She's the sparkly light girl.
Yeah, something of that nature.
I don't know. I'm only like 3 episodes into the first season.
Okay, how's that going?
It was okay.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I watched the first episode. And it was pretty good. And I started to watch the second episode, and my wife made fun of me a lot. So I felt ashamed, and I stopped watching the series.
Oh, all right.
But
is it definitely more for kids kind of thing? Or
no.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
That makes one of them. That's what I was told. But what do I know? So, yeah, tell me about Tell me about this alien lady.
Carolina Spine.
How about first I tell you the rest of patch 193?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
There's other.
Yes.
Tell me what they fixed.
There is a whole list of things. Hazard tiles are able to activate when there are not any team-up tiles on the board. That's a weird one.
Let's pump the brakes all together and tell me what a hazard tile is.
Aren't those the things in that one Starboard event where it says, hey, you're on a evil planet, and once in all, evil planet will do things to you?
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but it's possible.
I think that's what those are.
Okay.
All right.
But why wouldn't they activate if there weren't team-up tiles on the board? What do they have to do with team-up tiles? I'm very confused still.
I can't answer the part about the team-up tiles. Okay. I just think I know what a hazard tile is.
Okay.
Tapping anywhere on the screen after opening a 10-pack or 40-pack will take you to the next character.
Yay! I like that.
Oh, I do too.
Very minor improvement, but yeah. Awesome.
On the Ian version of the game...
Yeah.
Tightened up the selectable area for selecting characters in battle. Apparently that was way too loose. The strongest color will be the power that is displayed first when there's a tie in strongest colors. This is prominently seen with enemy non-player characters. All right. A new filter has been added in the roster screen that allows players to filter characters that can have their levels increase with ISO 8.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's nice.
I saw that.
Duplicate versions of characters that both can be leveled will now appear in the level up filter. I don't think I've noticed that. Oh, I don't ever have ones where I have duplicates that can both be leveled up.
Hmm. I didn't notice that it wasn't working, but it is working, so thanks.
I usually don't recruit a second version of the person until the first one's, like, maxed.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. When you access the champion reward list for a specific character, it will skip to the point where you get the next reward instead of at the start of the list. I guess it makes it easier to see what's coming up next.
Yeah.
Very nice. Backing out of the champion reward list will take you to the screen that you were previously on. Okay. Well, that's what a back should do.
Sounds obvious, but all right.
When firing MODOK's Doomsday Plan, the cursor will correctly be displayed on the enemy. Where was it going?
I don't know. I don't have usable MODOK, so I wouldn't be able to say.
Sorry. My brain is running very slowly, and the backing out thing just came into my head as that bad news character from SNL. I mean, look at this headline. Backing out of the reward list will take you back. I mean,
that's the worst sketch I've ever seen on Weekend Update.
And it's 10 minutes long. 10 minutes. God, it was terrible. Banners no longer obscure the character when receiving shards and pop-up messages. I didn't notice that happen, but that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's move on. Carolina Dean, the 4-star runaway. She is yellow, she is blue, she is green. Her yellow power is called Team Spirit for 6 yellow AP and also has a passive.
No? Smells like Team Spirit.
Smell like Team Spirit. I got it. This creates 2 strength, 10 protectiles. For every runaway on the team, she creates an additional protectile. The passive side is whenever an ally is healed, she improves the healing by 8%. As this goes up in level, the protectiles become stronger, and you can have up to 3 of them, and 2 additional for each runaway. So that'd be a max of what, 7?
Yes.
All right. And the healing is increased by 35%. So that's something.
Whenever an ally is healed, so is that anybody's healing? That could be.
I assume so. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, because she's clearly meant to be paired with Nico, and Nico heals you.
Her blue power is called Rising Sun and then / Sunset Strip for 6 blue. Place a 3-turn fortified countdown tile on the board. It creates, again, with the protectiles, 1 strength, 5 protectile each turn, and generates 1 blue AP when it goes off. While this is on the board, she becomes airborne, and the ability becomes Sunset Strip. That is a passive power. If there are 5 or more friendly protectiles on the board at the start of her turn, Carolina removes her Rising Sun countdown tile and converts 3 of the protectiles into strike tiles.
Ooh.
When this no longer goes away, then the ability switches back to Rising Sun. As you go up in levels, the protectiles get bigger, and it generates, at level 5, 5 blue AP. Well, that's a good amount of blue.
Yeah, it is.
So I guess you can keep throwing yourself back up into the air and keep making protectiles. Or generate that blue for somebody who's got a great blue stun.
Yep.
Her green power is called Solar Flare for 8 green. Deal damage to the enemy team if there are 2 more friendly special tiles on the board. Heal allies for a burst of health per tile, max of 5 tiles. So here she goes. She's going to do her own healing for the group. At level 5, it's 1,341 damage to enemy team. Heal allies for 193. You max that up, it's 2612 and 378. So, I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem great, but what do I know about this game? Somebody will tell me why she's broken, I'm sure, within the first week.
Right. I'm sure.
I'm just thinking about all the people that she could help, and I don't know. There's got to be some super synergies in there somewhere.
Well, that is Kevin Bacon. Sorry, I just looked over to my other screen for a minute.
Okay, good. I was like, he's coming to this game? Tell me more. yeah, that sounds... you're right. I'm with Craig. I don't know how this game works, but I'm sure that since she does not sound awesome, she will turn out to be probably awesome in some fashion here within the next couple days. And that's fine. And also, before I get to future viewer mail, we're letting me know that I was wrong. Now that I've had some time to reflect, I agree. I don't think she shapeshifts at all. I think that I was thinking of that she was betrothed to a Skrull, and he shapeshifts for her because that's what she's into.
Oh. Think of the possibilities.
Well, that was one of the plots.
Oh.
She does not like to be betrothed to men. So he was like, I can fix that. Bang. Let's get this done.
I said a bang. Bang.
Bang. Bangity bang. I said a bang. Bang. Bangity bang. 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 Bang.
All right, so there's the Carolina Dean and Friends Vault. It's running from the 22nd to the 28th. 80 items. It's got a legendary token, 3 beginner support tokens, a random Carolina Dean cover, and 2 random 4 stars, which will consist of Rogue, Nico, and Teen Jean. Coming out in Venom Bomb and Shield Training, as we mentioned earlier. She'll be featured in Unstable ISO 8. That's running from the 23rd to the 27th, where she will be a progression reward. Although that progression reward... Now we're talking my language. Those I can get. And that'll also reward tokens to Carolina Dean and Friends Vault. And in the Versus Land, her event is called Sunday's Child. Running from the 22nd and 25th, she is a progression reward there. And that will also reward tokens to the Carolina Dean and Friends Vault. Sorry? Yeah, right?
I don't know why. It's not funny. It should just stay in my head. And I feel like I shouldn't have even laughed, and I regret it. You just said Carolina Dean, and I was like, is one of her abilities, like, add mayo to it? Deep fried and add mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and butter. Butter. All right, let's move over to the superhero showdown. Last week, we had Amal Farouk versus Annihilus. Ray, who won?
Well, that's an interesting question. So, first story. First, I had to pause to recover from Craig's unexpected Peter Pan reference. As for Annihilus versus Shadow King, to me, the winner is dependent upon whether the combatants know when the starting bell will ring. If there's a countdown or other preparatory clue that the bell will ring, then the Shadow King will be able to time his mental attack to coincide with the start of the match and win. If the moment of the beginning is uncertain, Annihilus gets the victory because the Shadow King will lose precious fractional seconds in reacting to the bell with his human reflexes. And while the speed of thought is fast, it won't matter if Annihilus atomizes him in the time it takes him to process the sound. Given the occasional lack of preparedness by the tournament committee, I'm going to assume it's a random start bell, giving Annihilus the victory.
That's really fair.
Right. Another story, Annihilus attempts to use the control rod on Farouk, but the Shadow King possesses Annihilus and forces him to use the control rod on himself. Annihilus is then reborn, and Farouk possesses Annihilus and forces him to use the control rod on himself. Annihilus is then reborn, and Farouk possesses Annihilus and forces him to use the control rod on himself. And this continues for a little while. I think I'm done reading, though. however, rebirthing, I think we determined that was going to be counted as a loss. So I think that's a win for Farouk. Unfortunately, we have a problem in that Annihilus and Farouk got the exact same number of votes.
Ooh, it's a Craig tiebreaker. We haven't had a Craig tiebreaker in possibly ever.
Yeah, baby. Well, for me, clearly the winner is Amal Farouk.
Wow, Shadow King.
Yeah, because he's the Shadow King, baby.
Is there a reason behind your tie-breaking?
X-Men.
What? X-Men win
automatically? He's involved with X-Men, yes.
Is that why you wanted the, who's your arch nemesis from the first round who won? I forget what they're called. Sentinels.
The Sentinels.
That was a Sentinel one?
I did not X-Men. Want the Sentinels to win done. Because stupid
That's
Sentinels.
Why Freedom Force made it to the end. Freedom Force Sentinels. Done. X-Men. They win.
Stupid Sentinels.
So here we go. I guess Amal Farouk moves on.
All right. Amal Farouk.
Wow. A tie. That was exciting.
All right. Let's go to this week in the Octokai Decagon.
Woo!
We've got the defrocked Baron. I don't know if you're defrocked if you lose your barony. I don't know what that is. But anyway, the defrocked Baron versus Thor, the God of Hammers.
Are you all the right. God of Hammers?
So, I'm going to come at this listener style with a bizarre contrived conception of how this goes down.
Uh-oh.
Instead of just breaking it down for people, because we already, you know, have broken these characters down at least once. So let me tell you about Coral, Rakmi Amadeus, Mordo, and how he is going to come out on top in this here battle. So at the start of the battle, I assume Thor is going to speed right over and chop my head off with Stormbringer, Endgame style. And when he does that, he's going to realize that I had already teleported away and I wasn't standing there and that was just an illusion. He's just unfortunately chopped the head off of Jane Foster. He will fall into a pit of despair, become fat and drunk, and play video games with a crappy CGI best friend. At which time, I will cast a spell which will strip him of all his powers, forcing him to become immortal. And then I will zap him with a bolt of dark energy that I borrowed from my good friend Dormammu, rendering you dead, and Coral the winner.
Boy, Ray, that's going to be tough to beat because he killed Jane Foster. So, I mean, that's a winning thing.
That is true. And I'm going to take a weird turn here and say Fat Dude Thor deserves to lose. I don't know. I mean, really, if we're going up against the two of them, I mean, I'd just zap you with as many lightning bolts as possible. However, as we all know, your ability to use illusion will work on Thor every time.
Every time! I know! That's why I opened with it.
Loki's made a living doing that.
Right?
Yeah. Illusion, teleport, knife to the back. Done.
I do also have a problem with one of Thor's statistics. Like, it shows godlike strength, superhuman speed, godlike stamina, above normal intelligence. Are we sure about that?
Poor dumb Thor.
But yeah, I mean, being invulnerable, being Asgardian, that's going to be, it's going to be difficult for you to overcome. But, you know, if you can somehow sneak Jane Foster into the ring and decapitate her or whatever.
Oh, no, it was right. A multi-tier illusion.
Right, right. Oh, so that was right, that was an illusion as well. That'll work.
Yes, it was an illusion within an illusion.
All right, well, now you've totally lost my vote because you didn't actually kill Jane Foster.
Well, I'm not that powerful, but you bought that I killed Jane Foster because while I was behind you, I was able to thought cast the idea that that's the real Jane Foster into your feeble, below average intelligence mind. I mean, it's just happening. Coral for the win. His really only disadvantage is he doesn't have a barony anymore and his middle name's Amadeus. There are too many characters in the MCU named Amadeus. I don't like it.
Baron Amadeus, Amadeus. Amadeus, 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 Baron Amadeus.
So I don't, I'm not really giving an argument for Thor, but you all know Thor. If you don't know who Thor is, you're really not paying attention.
Then you really like puzzle games and just picked one out of the blue.
Right.
This one looks nice. This is Candy Crush, right? All right. Baron Mordo versus Thor.
And apparently Archie is now on a rant about the Vietnam War. So, there you go. Let's go to the sitcom championship bracket.
All right.
This week we're going to do the 4 versus 13s, if you're playing along. Let's start at the top left for one of the great shows I've ever seen, Community.
Yeah.
Versus a show I've never seen, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But wait, here's what.
I was going to say, I feel like you've come at this from the apps. This has got to be one of the most difficult.
Yeah.
I've seen a handful of them, and they've been hilarious. Why I haven't pursued it any further? I don't know. I'm not an ambitious guy. My crippling apathy is like what's helped me back in life. Well, I don't know. But this is tough because I love Community, and I know Always Sunny is at least that good, if not better.
So where I'm coming from is I have only seen YouTube clips of both of these shows. So to me, they are both
what
I've seen is hilarious because you only make YouTube clips out of the best scenes.
Right.
I I don't think I've seen a full episode of either one of the shows.
Man, you should really sit through Community.
They are both star-studded, too.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with a vote for Always Sunny just because that's what Perandiac would want.
That's fair.
Apparently, it's coming down to Ian. Because there's no way I'm not saying the Community is one of the great shows I've ever seen. So it's stellar.
It really is.
Joel McHale. It's got Childish Gambino.
It does.
Chevy Chase.
It does.
It's got a Doctor Who ripoff that they bring back constantly. It's Inspector Space Time. It's fantastic. There's the amazing D&D episode where the rolling of the die keeps changing realities.
Right?
It does
make me feel like I'm trapped in the worst timeline.
Exactly.
Sometimes. I don't know. Danny DeVito's pretty spectacular. Charlie Day is pretty spectacular.
You got the yearly paintball episodes.
Samurai gives it 4 greater than signs. Community, he says, is greater than, greater than, greater than, greater than Always Sunny.
Hmm. Boy,
I don't
finally
know. Got that 6th season to get the movie coming.
Yeah, it's a nail biter, but I'm going to go with Community.
There you go.
All right. Thank God. All right. Let's move to the bottom left bracket.
All right.
Oh, my. All right, so this is some family-oriented comedies here. This is Full House versus Family Ties.
Yeah, this is Family Ties. Anyone who doesn't agree can fight me.
What?
Family Ties.
It's not even close. It's 100% Full House.
How is it Full House?
Full House was solid gold. I watched probably every episode of Full House. I watched somehow, and a little more sadly, several episodes of Fuller House.
Now, I would have to say that I have seen every episode of both of these shows and all of Fuller House.
Oh, wow. You would. So, well, see, this is just unexpected because I had I had totally different plans for New Year's Eve, but apparently I'm going to spend it fighting Ray.
Apparently.
I mean, Family Ties, its whole kicker is just that it's got Michael J. Fox, right? Is that show? That's that show, right?
That is that show.
See?
The writing on it—it's
indistinguishable from Growing Pains
Facts
of Life.
I also went. Wait a minute. Is that Growing Pains or is that Family
right.
Ties?
I disagree entirely. The writing on that show was spectacular. The dialogue between the characters was way superior to what was the show you were just saying?
Full House.
Not Full House.
Growing Pains.
Yeah, Growing Pains. Growing Pains was just bad.
Yeah, Family Ties was forgettable. Like, not only was as an ensemble the cast of Full House near perfection, each individual character was spectacular. Uncle Jesse was great. Uncle Joey was even better. Danny
Cut
was awesome.
It out.
Man, I can't stand.
Seriously.
One, I can't stand any of those characters. Two, those catchphrases. I'm so sick of hearing those.
Well, is it made out of wood?
I'm now questioning our friendship.
How rude.
It really was. I mean, and it did it spawned a lot of successful careers.
Oh, sure. No doubt about that.
Each that's what I'm saying. Not only was the whole better, but each individual component was better. Now, is Michael J. Fox individually superior to all of the people who came from Full House? Yes, but collectively, Full House is a superior program to Family Ties.
Man, I just strongly disagree. But
Family Ties featured a character whose name was Snake. Snake.
I'm open to that. And yeah. I also, if I remember correctly, I think I like Justine Bateman just fine. She was on that show, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So she gets a, you know, at least a
thumb
up.
Bateman, Tina Yothers.
Whatever. They made fun of her like crazy on South Park all the time.
Michael What's-His-Bucket and Meredith Baxter.
Yeah, exactly. Old someone or other and what's it now. To swing you any points, or at least some negative points, to a Full House. To this day, with the exception of... Nope. Even worse than the time that I had to sit through Kenan Thompson doing stand-up. Bob Saget's stand-up is the worst stand-up that's ever been in the history of stand-up.
Sure.
So that does detract a little bit from the Full House experience, but I've absolutely... Full House. So that, again, another decision made by Craig. It's down to you, Craig.
Yeah, I very much enjoy both of these shows. I really enjoyed the episode of Family Ties where he gets all of the speed from his sister's fat friend Effie.
Yeah.
And he gets all rigged up on the speed and is doing like 17 term papers at the same time. And he's like flying around the room and doing stuff. And
yep.
That's a good time. Taught me drugs are bad. I'm gay. I don't think it really taught me that at all because it told me that he got a lot of shit done. And Ray's going to have to hit the bleeper button.
Oh, I love that you covered it up with more cursing.
Anyway, for sheer long, I mean, it's Full House.
It really is.
I mean, you got the Michelle twins. They mm-hmm. went on to make $11 billion.
They did.
That doesn't matter. They were still awful to watch. I can't stand watching. I mean, it's just, I can't even bear
Have
the thought
mercy.
Of watching an episode.
Yeah, you got Mike Love and the Beach Boys keep showing up. They're singing Kokomo. That was gold. Jesse the Rippers.
They did sing Kokomo.
I do like what Samurai said. Mary-Kate and Ashley are tied for third best Olsen.
Well, I can't argue with that. But it features, you know, a now, you know, felon who's going to prison, right, for bribing people.
That's true.
And it also featured a guy who had a famous Canadian pop singer write a song about him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of, you know, pull there. That was like her biggest hit, was talking yeah. about him.
Well, that was her first hit. I don't know if it was her biggest hit.
Really?
But maybe.
All right.
Probably.
We're going to have to pick
right.
something.
Seriously, right. Craig.
Full House it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Disappoint me.
All right. Let's move over to the bottom right. Where
I
we
didn't
have
even think that would be a
this
question.
Something
that
should
crazy.
Be an instantaneous walk.
Okay.
Because it is The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
Versus King of Queens.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Okay.
Quick, King of Queens shouldn't even be in the bracket. There's nothing good about King of Queens.
Oh, we should have just disqualified it on quality to begin with?
I mean, I don't know. Some of the stuff that we have now had time to think back and that got left out, this totally should have got cut. So should the thing above it. That's terrible. I don't know how these things sneak in here. God, Silver Spoons.
Hey,
come on,
save
guys.
Save that for next
Do
week,
better.
Yo.
All right. So, King of Queens out. Good Place is solid gold.
Yeah.
Donkey Doug has literally changed my life.
Just saying that
my
name
life,
makes me happy.
Woo, Donkey
my
Doug!
My life is 3% better because of the existence of Donkey Doug. And another 1% better because of Jake Jordles. Every time I watch a Rams game, I hope that Jared Goff goes down just so I can see Jake Jordles.
Me too! I don't know how that is, but I'm like, come on, Jake Jordles. No, we have to break it to you, buddy. They really did cut Blake Bortles. What? Jake Jordles.
All right, so Good Place moves on.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Any contestation.
All right, up in the top bracket then, we have Northern Exposure versus the Jeffersons.
Now, I seriously enjoyed Northern Exposure. I thought it was a good show. Absolute quality acting. And despite that, firmly in the house of voting for the Jeffersons.
I don't think I ever watched Northern Exposure, but the Jeffersons is one of, you know, really a defining comedy.
Yeah, I agree. For and it's a spinoff, and it's
yes.
solid gold, and it's yeah, I favor the Jeffersons too much. Like I mean, I realize you don't have to be impartial in this bracket, but I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have watched and enjoyed the Jeffersons. I can't tell you how many times in my own lifetime that I have been just, this is in my younger years, let me be clear, but just absolutely wasted and have Dawn jump up on my bed and start bouncing around going, Wheezy, Wheezy, wake up! So that forever will be burned into my memory and make me love the Jeffersons even more. So it's a walk-off win for the Jeffersons for me.
All right, there you go, Ray. Jeffersons it is.
All right.
That's the bracket for this week.
And I think we have successfully made everyone mad about something.
but they're definitely not mad about you. All right, so let's go to the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
There were a lot of comments. I tried to parse it down a little bit. But first, let's start with Groose, who said that since shards have been implemented, I found myself hoarding any token that gives 4-star shards until D3 announces which new 4-star will be required.
Sorry.
What is going on?
Greg and I were really, I know he's commented many times in the past because every time I hear Groose, all I can think about is Gross Bruce.
Right. That's not the same thing.
I know you did. That's why it was funny for me, too.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. What'd you say?
It's not astounding that you both thought this. We've had this discussion before.
I know.
All right. So,
do it, Doug.
Groose has been saving off his 4-star tokens because he's waiting to see which 4-stars will be in shield training. Since he's usually a few covers shy, he figured it'd be the best way to get those straggling covers that he needs. And then he edited and said, oh, yeah, turns out shield training is requiring Nico, Rogue, and Gene, so never mind. It's all good news. But I just thought I would mention because that's an interesting way to use the shards.
Yeah, that's a clever strategy.
Yeah. Brycey3001 says, great episode as usual. I love
it. Is that your father-in-law again?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, he did say, I love Ian's rant.
Nah, his father-in-law would never say that.
He also says the Big Bang Theory is the worst. I loved Ian's take, or was it Craig? But yeah, it's just shining a spotlight on how nerds act, and that's not accurate at all.
Yeah, that was Ian. I'm totally on board with his assessment, though. Poor Penny.
Yeah.
D-Wing said, Craig seems very loud. It seems like an observation, not specific to Audacity. That is true. Craig is loud. Although I will point out, Craig is not the loudest person in his family.
That's true.
Yeah. D-Wing also said extra points to Ray for In a World. You're welcome. Ian's soapbox was well-reasoned, level-headed, rich in perspective, and as a result has no place on the internet.
Sorry.
He said, I also have to play the hippopotamus song 5 times a week during our Christmas show at dinner theater. All right. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry. Samurai just pointed out what I was thinking. I was like, well, you should have heard my shameful pre-recording rant when I was just obscenity-filled and screaming. I worked through all that before the show so that I could deliver something a little more thoughtful to the public.
Quote. Intestinal awareness, end quote, is an amazing euphemism. I am immediately co-opting it. Feel free. I believe I was the one that used it on the show, but that did not come from me. I don't know if that was an Ian original or who I picked it up from, but...
I don't know, but I could have sworn we've used that before.
Yeah, likely.
Yeah, we say that often.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you're eating all that KFC. I mean...
In regards to the synergy segment, unmentioned benefit is that 3-star caps blue and red and Star-Lord's purple can overwrite enemy tiles. Super useful. That is true. I completely left that out, but amazingly useful. And trademark wall of text, sorry to exclude Ray, but I have a question. Can anyone explain how the Steelers are 8-5 right now?
Because we're doing the duck.
I was going to say, do you want the short answer or the long answer? We've already gone long, so I'll go with the short answer. Soft schedule and excellent defense and great special teams.
Yeah.
That's it.
If we had a good offense, we would be probably, you know, nigh undefeated.
Nigh invulnerable?
Yeah, because we have lost so many games that were easily winnable. But our offense has just been so bad that they just can't score any points.
In reference to the chicken conversation and the intestinal awareness, Samurai said that Bojangles is greater than Chick-fil-A, is greater than Popeyes, is greater than raw sewage, is greater than KFC.
All right.
Nothing?
I've never eaten at Bojangles. I love Popeyes. How did it get so low on the list?
I don't know, because, yeah, Popeyes would definitely be on the hot. Now, again, I have not eaten at Bojangles as well. I have no idea. KFC is fine. It's not great. It's just...
No, it's not.
It's fine.
Yeah, their pot pies are awesome.
Meanwhile, Perandiak said, the soapbox rant was 10 of 10. Well done. People on the forum / Reddit are being... I can't finish that sentence. comment about Glacial Shaman. It would be a dope D&D class. I believe that's true. Hey, we missed... Yeah. I totally forgot about local news. Local news number one. I finally landed a job after 4.5 months and 120-plus applications. The city is ridiculous. Congratulations.
Yeah, good deal.
Local news number two. I'm moving to State College to run for mayor.
Well, sadly for you, we elected a mayor on Monday.
Only an interim mayor.
It is interim mayor because it was an appointment, not an election. But everyone should congratulate Ron Filippelli if you see him around.
No way, Perandiak 2020. I'm moving back home to vote.
Local news number three, 22 of 24 businesses in the proposed, the proposed pedestrian plaza, just alliteration galore, that are okay with it. The last two will get over it. And it has been requested that there be an exit plan if it doesn't work in the first month.
Well, they won't have to get over it because it got voted down 4-3.
Oh.
So it's not happening.
Wow.
Those turds.
Yeah. I was really surprised. I thought for sure they had all the votes to get it passed, and then it suddenly didn't.
Hmm.
It was unexpected when it happened. I was like, oh, all right.
Could you
The person who is running it can reapply, which they should do in January when two new council members show up on council.
Okay, I was going to say, could you send me an email with the four no-vote council members' names so that I can encourage my friends and family to never vote for them.
Yeah, two of them are going off council, so there will be two new votes after January.
Local politics. Final comment was from Tony Foot.
Hey, oh, Tony Foot!
Who said, Ian on a soapbox, quite possibly his best 3 minutes on the show. What a nice young man. You would think that after so many years, some of it would have rubbed off onto Craig. So there you go. Those are the listener comments. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. Let's talk about these boosted characters. Uh-oh. All right. I'm back.
All right.
I had some intestinal awareness, apparently. So let's see who's... Oh, no. I never prep. And I never remember what three-star angel does or is supposed to do, but he is boosted. If for some reason you use him, enjoy. Also boosted, three-star...
Elemtra.
Elemtra.
Aha! Somebody else can't type on this show. Suck it, Samurai. Elemtra's boosted.
She's great. She has...
I love Elemtra.
She does.
She's all-powerful.
She controls the elements. She's like a storm ninja. Actually, she just, has a ballet of fury that will do some extra damage. Gamora, her cheap red, is going to do extra damage. Man, it's only 5. Just chop away and enjoy. Sure, other stuff probably does damage, too. Skullcracker probably puts out some green damage, and those strike tiles from Bad Reputation. Boosted. Enjoy. Magneto, he's kind of a solid, well-rounded, does everything he needs to do on his own kind of character. Board shake, lots of damage, protect tiles that have the ability to overwrite stuff if it ever happens. He eats up team-up tiles. No, does he eat up red? His red eats up team-up tiles, which then does damage to you. Good stuff. All boosted. Enjoy your 3-star Magneto. Hopefully you have his sweet Inquisitor costume, which will make him even more appealing. And 3-star Storm, which people seem to enjoy. Her attack tiles will be boosted. And the damage that she outputs from... Does she also eat up team-up tiles?
She does. Her yellow will blow up team-up tiles.
Okay. Team Up Tiles will not be safe in any capacity this week if you're using 3-star boosted characters. Let's see what the 4-stars are up to.
Before you get to the 4-stars, Samurai pointed out, and I did confirm, Elemtra was a D3 typo. It is on the forum as Angel and Elemtra.
Well, apparently he should learn how to read English and he could have fixed it.
Yeah, nope, I like that.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
So I think it's very similar to what I do with the webpage. If there's a typo on information on the webpage, you can blame Craig for that because I just copy and paste those.
Let's see who's boosted. Blade. I've heard of him.
Who?
Oh, he's Blade. He's good times.
Huh.
Yep. He's going to. Is he getting a new movie?
That's what I hear.
Did I dream that? Or is that really happening?
That's a rumor.
Okay. He's got a hunger / bloodlust power. I feel like Bloodlust does a lot of damage, and it should do more. His tools of the trade do something. Let's say AoE, that's going to be boosted. So yeah, he's a good character. I feel like if he weren't the Forgotten 4-star, he would get more use. who else is boosted? Carnage. Everybody likes Carnage. So I feel like I was just playing a PvP event where the purpose of the PvP event was to pit people's Carnage Medusa teams against people's Gamora and whoever she pairs with teams, because that seemed to be what was happening, and I was very confused. And then Valkyrie showed up and stuff started happening. Ugh, it was exhausting. There were so many characters boosted in the... it was a PvP that just ran yesterday. Yeah. Does anybody know what it was?
I don't remember what it was called, but I do know what you're talking about. Rerun, or reunions. There you go, reunions.
Yeah, rerun! Dynamite!
Reruns.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used Gamora, 5-star Thor, and Valkyrie. So you hit two of my characters.
Yeah, they were tearing it up. Valkyrie just appears on screen. Stuff happens. Strike tiles. I'm like, I'm going to go back to playing PvE.
Half Thor generates all that AP, and Valkyrie generating all the AP. It was a pretty good team.
Yeah. So Carnage is boosted. All of his abilities are going to take a bump from that. The attack tiles that he creates, the damage he does from green, the damage he does from red. Keep enjoying the carnage that you already enjoy. Oh, Prowler. He exists. I'll read. Let's see what Samurai has gifted me with. Ooh, he makes strike tiles. Those will be boosted. His blue could potentially do some damage. That's boosted. And the tile improvement from his purple is going to be better. So if you use Prowler... Do it, Doug. The Punisher.
He's got an invisibility cloak.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool. I don't think that's affected by being boosted.
No, but you know.
Punisher to the Mizzax. What do you do? Oh, he does all sorts of damage. That's appropriate. He puts out strike tiles that are now boosted, and he does lots of damage with his black and green. A little less damage, a little more AoE with the green. And lastly, and certainly probably leastly, I don't know about Prowler versus Venom, but Venom is boosted. He is recently reworked, but it didn't really get any better. It was just like a lateral rework. God, I don't remember anything that he does. He does damage with his yellow, doesn't he? And then he has to give the enemy protectiles.
When he damages the enemy, he gives them protectiles that stink.
Right.
And then his other powers do more to you because you have projectiles.
Okay. Good stuff. And his green does damage. His black apparently debuffs projectiles. So yeah. Extra debuffing. Man, that graphic is really unpleasant. I'm going to scroll away from that.
Poor Eddie.
So anyway, let's see what Samurai says she's going on this week. Punisher, Carnage, and Prowler. Punisher makes strike tiles. Carnage makes attack tiles. Prowler steals the enemy's attack tiles that Carnage tried to make for them so he could be generous. And then Punisher deals a lot of damage. It gets boosted by all those tiles. And then you win the game. And then he points out that the English language is like the worst language ever conceived. Because apparently if you put the letter S in front of the word laughter, it suddenly becomes slaughter. It's like the Kansas and Arkansas of Craig's world.
Mm-hmm. Kansas and Arkansas.
Worst conceived language. But anyway, that's what Samurai says, so listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray. Oh.
I love the intro. It's like different every week. All right. So this week is an odd one, but it was a listener suggestion. This, and it's for a brand new character included in the suggestion. So, but you only really need one cover.
Oh my.
So if you have MODOK Black, he says one cover is best. Three isn't terrible though. You pair him with 3-star Hawkeye and 3-star Iron Fist. You have to have Hawkeye's black passive at 5 covers and Iron Fist purple at 5 covers. Maybe you see where this is going. Because Iron Fist purple generates black, it creates black tiles. And Hawkeye's black passive, where is it?
Is that the no good news?
It might be. For some reason, I have it colored wrong, maybe? I don't know. But it's when you match an enemy special tile, you gain 2 blue AP and 2 purple AP. And the reason that is popular is because you want MODOK Black, which creates weak enemy attack tiles, and then converts tiles to red, which is where it puts those attack tiles. So it creates these red attack tiles and then converts tiles to red, hopefully matching them away, thus triggering Hawkeye's passive. Meanwhile, you use Iron Fist purple to generate more black to generate more strike tiles. It's like a complete synergy between the three characters. So
that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, that's deep.
I don't know.
You had me, and then you said too many words, and then I was out.
So you basically just fire off those powers and rely on the passive. And he says, it works very easily once you get enough AP to use MODOK or Iron Fist twice in a row, because that'll generate MODOK's generating the red and Iron Fist is generating the black. And they just all feed off each other.
Why does it get worse if you have more MODOK?
Because if you have more black covers, he creates fewer enemy strike tiles.
Huh.
And you want more enemy strike tiles so that they can be matched away and activate Hawkeye's passive.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I haven't tried it out. Well, and also with MODOK Black, if you do have MODOK Red, obviously his black generates red, so you'll just be firing those off eventually anyway. Hammering, chiseling, needling, and lasering people to death. So, I don't know. I haven't tried it out. Give it a whirl. If you got, I would say, even if you have one of MODOK Black and one of MODOK Red, that might be worth trying it out. Because then you'll be actually using all of the powers available.
By your powers combined.
Exactly. So there you go. That's your kind of random synergy segment. Try it out. Let me know how it works. If you're in 3-star land, it's probably best. Because if you're in 5-star land, those 3-stars are going to get crushed. But, see how it goes. So there you go. Thanks, Unify.
Unify. Ian, you got Steam open?
I do.
All right.
But
we got to go old school.
Well, you guys gotta start this off. The please take this quiz popped up. So I got to take this quiz.
All right. So we're going OG to this guy. I got 2 tokens. Ray, what you got?
That's a good question. I'm not quite there yet.
All right. I will open some tokens then.
Okay.
First token is
flip flip pow
meh power bomb. Second token is
flip flip pow
Elemtra shadow step. That is all.
All right,
great.
I have 2 as well. I'm gonna try and jam my finger into that wide gaping mouth of his and get a 4-star
flip flip pow
Wilson's Gambit Kingpin. Collect my shards and try again, and it's another 4-star
flip flip pow
Jessica Drew seeking redemption. So not incredibly exciting, but there you go.
No, but I'll tell you what is exciting, and I need to have a quick chit chat with the people in our alliance. I just logged on and it gave me,
you got all those command points,
20 command points. You guys need to reconsider your holiday finances. Also, thank you.
Nope, I think they're doing just fine.
Reckless. Let's see what Carnage has in his scary, gaping maw. Oh, that's so weird. I hate when I can see it before that I even open it. I think it was a flip pow Spider Woman, and it's a Spider Woman. System Shock. Man, that was such a sad trombone. I'm going to poke him in his swirly head hole. See what happens. All right, this one's a mystery. Flip pow! And it's an executive decision. Captain Marvel. I'm going to go redeem those now.
Nice. So those command points that we got were 5 at a time.
Yes.
And yeah. It looks like the only place that you can get that is from this Heroes for Hire store that's $30. That is very interesting.
That's the one where you get a worthy and a someone else who's cool?
Yeah, it gives you 1,000 hero points, 5 command points, and it's 5 command points for your team, for your entire alliance. 3 worthy caps, 3 juggernauts, and 3 Spider-Man 2099s.
Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense now.
As well as a legendary token and a mighty token?
Interesting that I suddenly lost interest.
What's that, Ray?
It also gives you a legendary token and a mighty token.
Oh, okay. Well, that totally makes sense as to why everybody was on a buying spree.
Absolutely.
So I have several questions now. Well, let's first thank this guy for that great sponsoring of the segment. And I'm sure we've probably discussed this in release notes and other things. The toggle menu that lets me sort my roster by star value. Does that sound like something that exists?
Yes.
And then underneath it, there's a little heart so I can sort my people who I have favorited.
Right.
And now I've got 2 new thingamathangers underneath it. One is an upward-facing arrow with a white square, and one is an upward-facing arrow with a picture of ISO. Do you guys know anything about this?
Well, the one Craig just talked about earlier.
Oh, good. I was totally listening, so you can skip that one. But if you want to remind the listeners, I bet they'd like to know.
So yeah, the one I don't know that we discussed at all, the one that was in the news today was about the ISO. Anytime you have somebody who can level using ISO, that's the one arrow. The other one is leveling from shards, I believe.
Oh, yes. That makes sense. Cool.
And I've got a ton in there because now I've got a whole bunch of 5 stars that have shards who can level, but they're at like, 320 and 231. I don't know what color cover I am going to need, so I'm just saving them up.
I like that. And I did. I got some choices here. I can now finally take my 4-star Ghost Rider to his long-awaited 5-5. Nice. Well, no, 5-5-2.
Oh, okay.
5-5-3 is still 317 shards away.
Well, you're getting there.
But we'll see. Yeah. Okay. But still, that was exciting. That's a good button. I'm glad it exists. I got shards for people I didn't even know I had shards for. I could use 3 covers for this worthy character. I hear he's popular. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. It's a great podcast network. You can find it. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It involves this and many other podcasts all working together to enhance your listening experience. You can get current shows and archive shows all available on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
We
will
not
be seeing you next week.
Correct. We will not be seeing you next week. We will be away for holiday travel and whatnot. In the meantime, it is that season, and everybody's least favorite secular Santa Claus, who has a big sack of Steam keys, if you would like some, email me at sneakybeat15@hotmail.com. sneakybeat15@hotmail.com. And I will give you a random assortment of Steam keys. So if you want some...
You just can't pass up those bundles.
I can't, Craig. I cannot. The annual one I can't pass up. They're like, it's $30. You get 20 days worth of games and you get 3 games a day. I figure if I get one decent thing out of it, I'm cool. And all the money goes to charity. So I buy it every year. And yeah, those sites, sometimes they just have such... It's like $2.99 for like 8 games. I can't help it. I got problems.
Folks, there's up to 11 bundles on Humble Bundle right now.
Yeah, it's
a
bundle.
That's a lot of bundles.
So either way, I got a lot of extra keys. I think I got my one decent game out of the holiday bundle this year. So I'll be dropping those off to anybody who wants them. So email me if you want them. If your friends also want them, don't tell them about it, because the less people who email me, the more per keys you get. Because I'll try to distribute them evenly.
It's a competition.
It is. Fight each other for it.
Ooh, right. Ian totally bought this Romance for the Holidays audiobooks bundle.
I haven't seen that yet. I don't have anything to play my audiobooks on right now. I'm sure I do. Probably doesn't take the amount of work that I think it does, but...
You can just play him on your phone, dude.
Phones? That's for making phone calls. Receiving text messages. Phone. Crazy. Craig's from the future. Maybe. I'll check it out. I'll check out the romance bundle. But that's all I got. SneakyBeat15, hotmail.com, if you are interested in any of the keys.
All right. I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comments, suggestions, shoot them off to Ray.
Bang, bang.
CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. If you want to buy some last-minute swag, or head to the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage and buy some Amazon-y stuff. They got things. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Ymir has come to bargain. Good night, everybody.
Solid. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.